You're listening to Greater LA, the show that connects you to the people and the places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. If you hop on the freeway and drive east to the Inland Empire around Chino or Ontario, you'll begin to see warehouses.
When I came by before, the caissons were probably in place, but this is the beginning of up above the ground. This is the first couple of floors. As you can see, it's gone up pretty quickly, but this is not a tilt-up warehouse. This particular fulfillment center, it's built to a totally different standard.
There are hundreds of warehouses, big, nondescript. Usually they're lined with cargo bays for semis. They span from the meetings of the 15, 10, and 60 freeways all the way east through San Bernardino and now practically to the edge of the desert here in Beaumont. Nancy Carroll is on the Beaumont City Council. She has helped navigate the town's rapid growth in recent years, and she was among the leaders who landed a big development for that town of 48,000 people. Now, Beaumont is going to be home to Amazon's 14th fulfillment center in Southern California. And she says it's not your grandparents' warehouse.
There is no special deal that we cut for Amazon. And yet we have probably been able to land Amazon's most technologically advanced facility in the United States.
Gone are the people whose job it was to run across those huge warehouse floors, picking up items. In this top-of-the-line air-conditioned facility, the 1,000 or so workers per shift will mostly be in-office jobs. Robots will be grabbing your purchases off the shelf.
Most of the servicing in the facility is going to be done by robots, and they run around the facility like electronic skateboards. There are no forklifts. People are not walking around with belts on because they might be lifting heavy weight things and whatever, and they're not taking long walks to break rooms. This is an entirely different concept.
If Amazon is introducing robots to get your stuff to Santa Monica or San Bernardino in the same day, you'd better believe others with a stake in logistics will take note. That industry, called goods movement, is the backbone of Southern California's Inland Empire. And with the threat of automation looming, what's going to happen to the sector that's been the IE's economic engine for more than 20 years? KCRW's Matt Gillum takes a look.
The Inland Empire is a historically blue-collar region, and many cities here have bet big on warehouses.
The Inland Empire has led the nation in job growth, and that's very much due to the growth of fulfillment and the logistics sector. It's our number one job creator, not only in the logistics jobs, but also in the construction jobs that come with it.
This is Paul Granillo. He's the head of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, a regional nonprofit business advocacy group. Like many, Granillo has concerns about what automation could do to the livelihoods of thousands in the Inland Empire. He says technology has started to outpace people.
Fulfillment center came online and tripled the output, okay? Tripled the output of what the facility was able to do. Now, it didn't triple the workforce. It doubled the workforce. So there you start to see what automation can do.
That's more than a little concerning. The jobs warehouses and logistics provide are almost tailor-made for the workforce in the Inland Empire, where almost half of all adults have no higher education, says economist and consultant John Husing.
These are jobs that blue-collar people that are not well-educated can learn to do in a hurry. They can go in at an entry-level job with no background at all and then work their way up the chain of command inside these facilities.
Husing has been studying the Inland Empire economy for more than half a century. He can sum up what logistics has done for the area pretty succinctly.
That's what this sector has grown for us. Access to middle-class jobs for poor people.
People have got to stop telling their young people that they're worthless unless they're a lawyer or a doctor. Some of these manufacturing jobs pay very well, but you can't expect to make top dollar when you don't have any skills. Look, I know that a lot of people are not happy with this industry. I get it. But what's your alternative? Nobody ever comes and talks about the solution.
On the day I meet Fontana Mayor Aquanetta Warren, she's sitting in her office finalizing plans to go to a mayor's conference that will take her to Burning Man. Warren believes wholeheartedly warehouses have helped her city.
You know, people call me Warehouse Warren and they tried to use that against me. They even tried to recall me because I believe in making sure our residents have jobs. I'm not kidding you. That's don't let me go there.
The big industry isn't without its detractors. Environmentalists don't like them. But almost nobody is complaining about same-day shipping.
We're the truck capital of Southern California. Everything that comes off the port ends up in Fontana, gets repackaged, and gets sent all through the United States. When people complain about warehousing and distribution, I always say, well, stop ordering stuff. As long as you're going to order, there's a market for it. And then they look at me, what do you mean? I said, all the orders start here, folks. Yeah, that's why your stuff comes by noon.
The speed of Amazon's growth in the Inland Empire can't be understated. In less than a decade, they've gone from not having a presence in the area to being the region's largest private employer. They've saturated the IE's economy with $6 billion of investments. Warren is well aware the workforce of the Inland Empire has yet to draw companies like Johnson & Johnson or Google. So, for the time being, totally owning it, Warehouse Warren is fine with logistics, especially Amazon.
If you talk to those employees, they're happy. They got a job. But they are looking to do better. And if they can get the skills from Amazon to do that, let's let them do it.
When Warren says get the skills from Amazon, she means that literally. Even as the company invests in robots, Amazon also announced this summer it was going to spend $700 million to retrain a full third of its workers nationwide by 2025. Amazon says it's aiming to boost skills within the company and advance employees in-house or send them elsewhere at a higher level.
Now, when they said elsewhere, I think what they're looking at is they are only going to be strong in that people that work for them can achieve better. That's what I get from that. And that might mean going to other industries or setting up their own. We all know most of the jobs come from small businesses. Those people that they uplift probably are going to go out on their own.
Amazon's huge retraining announcement comes at a time when it's not a question of if automation will disrupt the logistics sector, but when and by how much. It's a hot and breezy September day when I meet University of Redlands professor Johannes Munoz at a coffee shop. The economist says automation will shake up the region and its backbone industry in a big way.
Amazon has been one of the most avid proponents of automation in their warehouses. They grew the use of robots on an annual basis from their beginnings of more than 200% per year. And so the next round, of course, what Amazon foresees is that the increased use of automation will allow them to put workers into different kind of uses, to put it in a mild manner.
In other words, the robots are coming. Munoz has gotten a lot of attention for a study he and his colleagues did looking at what share of jobs could technically be automated.
And we found that the Inland Empire is one of the regions that are most susceptible to automation in the whole nation. It's 63% of all jobs, I think, that can be automated by 2035. Of course, that's just the technical automation potential. That doesn't mean that this is actually going to happen at such a sharp pace.
What are some of the most impacted jobs and how many of them are here? I mean, we are a logistics hub and it seems like a lot of those jobs are in that field, that industry, which so many of our towns here have sort of gone all in on.
Front and center come truck drivers, specifically long-distance truck drivers, and warehouse workers. These are just two huge groups here.
Munoz says about 75% of logistics jobs face automation. You heard that right. 3/4 of logistics jobs could be outsourced to robots. That presents a tremendous risk for the area, and he fears the Inland Empire could be one of the first places to feel automation squeeze. Munoz thinks the Amazon retraining effort can allay some of the future job losses.
That Amazon spends money on retraining workers, first of all, is uniformly good. Because regardless of whether they stay within Amazon or go elsewhere, they will have additional skill sets that make them more employable. But some of the workers, they will just not need anymore, even if they grow at the pace that they've grown historically. So these workers will have to find new opportunities, and that Amazon at least trains them before they are going to be set free. That is a good thing.
Then Munoz, who doesn't come across as a doom and gloom kind of guy, gets deadly serious before leaving the coffee shop patio.
Every truck driver who's sitting on a truck right now listening to this program, think about what is the next skill that you need to learn, because your job will be at stake in the next 5 to 10 years. And so better prepare now when you still have the money, the capacity, and the opportunity. If you're starting once you're on the dole, that's just going to be very, very hard, because you'll be on the dole with a lot of other people at the same time.
As Amazon braces its workforce for a future where robots play a larger role, the Inland Empire is faced with a choice: retrain or be left behind. For KCRW, I'm Matt Gillum.